Tip today in association with Slattery's of Pecan, your main Peugeot dealer for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
Good morning, welcome along to Tip Today, 1800 938 007. Our free phone number won't cost you anything if you want to make a call to us, and Ali is looking after the programme today. Coming up on the show this morning, Johnny Luby will be with us just a few moments' time. Riots and unrest in Newtown Mount Kennedy. We'll speak to people who witnessed last night's events there. Sean Meehan applies for planning for his cabin. He'll be giving us an update a little later on in the hour. And Irish people in Germany were told they could not speak Irish or sing Irish songs, and we'll find out why. Coin and medal expert Michael Kelly will be joining us. So if you have any medals or coins that you'd like valued, you can certainly get in touch with us when we're chatting to Michael. In fact, if you want to do so ahead of time, if you'd like evaluation, and if you tell us what sort of coins you have, we can put that to Michael. Of course, our Friday panel, Paula, Joe and Carl, will be here to unpack the topics of the week. So all of that and much, much more on the way. We have a competition for you as well in association with a good friend, The Shoe For You on O'Connell Street in Clonmel. You can say hello to summer there with great shoes like high heels and low heels and wedges, and the choices, your sandals, loafers, trainers, all available from Shoe For You on O'Connell Street in Clonmel. But you can treat yourself on us, because we have a €50 voucher to give away for Shoe For You. And all you have to do is make contact with us, because it's based on your interaction with us by text and WhatsApp. And if you want to put Shoe For You at the end of your contribution, we will pop you in the draw. It's as simple as that. Let's have a look at what's making headlines in the newspapers today. And right across the newspapers today, the tragic story of Aoife Johnston is grabbing the headlines. The Irish Indo, their headline: Aoife was our baby, a cool kid. It breaks our hearts. It was a horrible death. The Irish Daily Mail, leading with the headline: I never got to say goodbye to my little sister. The heartbroken family of Aoife Johnston, who died in a death trap emergency department at UHL following systemic failures, in fact, in her care, have said that the 16-year-old suffered a horrible death, and her sister Megan said she deeply regretted that she never got to say goodbye to her little sister and never had the chance to see Aoife reach milestones such as leaving cert or graduation. And there's images of a very beautiful young girl right across the newspapers today. The Irish Times, and their main story: an internal audit raised concerns about weak controls in the €1.25 billion golden visa scheme for millionaire immigrants. Years before it was scrapped, saying the legality of funds behind the 18 sample applications could not be verified. Also, interesting story that broke overnight. New York's top appeals court has overturned a 2020 conviction for sex crimes against the once all-powerful Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. The filmmaker will remain in jail because a separate 2022 conviction for rape from a Los Angeles court still stands. But this remains a notable victory for the man who alleged offences triggered the whole Me Too movement, I suppose. Let's also have a look at the Examiner today. And again, the Aoife Johnston story is the main story there. They're also telling us that Gardaí investigating the death of a woman following a road crash near Cork City 2 months ago are to prepare a file for the DPP after releasing without charge a woman arrested on suspicion of perverting the course of justice. Also, very worrying story on the front page of the Examiner. Two Irish children were identified as victims of child abuse imagery every week on average at the start of this year, senior Gardaí have said. And the revelation came to light at a public meeting of the policing authority at Limerick Strand Hotel yesterday. That's a look at what's making headlines in your newspapers. If you want to comment on any of that, we'd be glad to hear from you. 083 311 3311 for text and WhatsApp. And of course, you can email tiptoday@tipfm.com. It's time for Johnny Luby. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, friend.
How are you today, Johnny?
You're after reading out, Dale. Nothing but heap of sad stories.
Oh, sad stories, Johnny. That's why we're depending on you to cheer us up today, you see.
Well, sure. You know, your man just doing the collection of the coins or valuing them.
I do, Michael Kelly.
Yeah, I wonder would he value that check I got from the AIB for sale. 9 cent. 9 bloody cent.
I thought you had that framed and up over the fireplace.
Well, I'll tell you, I still have it, but it must be worth something. You see, how can you get 9 cent? Because the 1 cent and the 2 cents are gone.
Just remind listeners about this now. This was the dividend you got for your investment, wasn't it?
This is for me that knows it all. Borrowing money and buying shares in AIB at €14.
Yes.
And today I give, whatever I give, a good few pounds for them after borrowing the money. Now they're worth, I think, 9 cent.
I know, yeah. And I don't understand anything about high finance, but like yourself, I bought shares there as well, and again, they're worth zero. Yeah. But the interesting thing is that the bank is making billions in profits, and we're not...
That's the amazing thing about it, you know. And then you'll come on and ask me, we'll say, who do I think will win on Sunday between Tip and Limerick? And here's a fella that gave his opinion on shares, and they're worth 9 cent. I mean, does anybody want to listen to me? I couldn't blame him. Anyway, friend.
I suppose, yeah. Will we look back at last weekend and Limerick over Clare, Waterford over Cork? Yeah.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing that Clare led and played so well for 50 minutes and Limerick played desperate. Yeah. Then Limerick played well for the last 20 minutes and Clare played desperate. It's a very hard game to summarise. At the end of the day, the one thing you can deduct is that Limerick are never beaten until the final whistle. It's as simple as that. We're going to find it. Cork played Waterford. Mm. I genuinely have said on Tip FM umpteen times, there's always one game at least in Waterford. When you look last year, that Limerick beat them 2 points last year and Waterford, all they had was, what they had was 14 or 15 desperate wides. So Waterford, on a given day, they can certainly stand up and be counted. And the best of luck to them, and well done to them. Cork must be disappointed. And this weekend, it's going to be winner-takes-all between Cork and Clare, because the losers are possibly out. Mm. You could have a helter-skelter game down in Super Value Park, Kyiv. It promises to be a tremendous game. But I suppose for us in Tipperary, the big game is certainly this weekend inside in the Gaelic grounds in Limerick at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
When our boys, who have trained hard for the last maybe, definitely since last October, but I suppose it really got tough there in the last 5 weeks, by as well knocked out in the league semi-final by Clare, playing absolutely desperate on the day. Where our free takers are renowned. We have 3 or 4 top-class free takers, but we just couldn't get the ball over the bar between wide and everything else. Now, I'd like to wish them the very best of luck, TJ Ryan and all of those lads, and especially Liam Cahill, you know, done his best. They have trained very hard, and whatever happens on Sunday, we are certainly proud of them when they pull on the blue and gold.
Well, what did we learn from the Limerick-Clare game to inform us about Sunday, do you think, Johnny?
Well, friend, I suppose it's like everything else. We know Limerick are good. People were under the impression that they might be slipping a small bit. And it seemed that way in the first 50-odd minutes. Yeah. They just didn't get up to the pace of the game. But we know what to expect from Limerick on Sunday, friend. They will certainly like to put manners on the, as they call us, the so-called noisy neighbour. As Jerry Chalk used to say in the pub in Clonmel, an obnoxious shower year. And I said to Jerry, could you spell that? And he said, I don't know whether it starts with U or O. But he said, he's obnoxious anyway. He said, I said, what does it mean? It means, he says, when you're beaten, he said, you still think you're the best. So to the grand way of summarising that Tipperary lad, but I'd wish him the very best on Sunday. Yeah. All they can do is go out and give everything that they've got. And this thing about they played bad and they're useless and the whole lot, they are not useless. They are our own lads from Tipperary. We have to stand up and be counted in Limerick on Sunday. We'll go in and we'll give it our all. And was it your man from Eamon O'Shea used to say, we don't like to be beaten. He said, but if you get a performance that we can see something, that's what we want.
Mm.
And I've no doubt we'll get a performance on Sunday. Where it brings us, I don't know. But I will say one thing. I think that they have a grand batch of players, panels together and the whole lot. Whether they line out as the team given, God only knows. But Hey, the best of luck to them, Fran. We're proud of the boys, and I definitely wouldn't knock any one of them, because I remember one time playing Hull and myself when I was on the tip minus, and I was supposed to be okay and that, and Golden were playing one day above in Dundrum, and one of us had a buff night. I know, I put my hand and said I was desperate with a capital D, but I had been out the night before as a pair in Limerick. I was going out with ourselves, and I drove down a one-way street and got hauled in by the girls and the whole bloody lot, but a pair from all that. Anyway, that time wasn't as serious as it is now. I got a great lecture from a Kerry girl who knew I was in the Greyhound game, so I got the verbal mother of a lecture. But anyway, above in Dundrum, I was playing wing forward, and this man was there. He was from around maybe Grantstown, down the ski area, and he just said to a brother-in-law of mine, Jim Sandy, the Lord's Muslim, that died during last June, he just said to Sandy, do you see that fella at number 10? And Sandy said, I do, yeah. He said, that's Johnny Luby. He said, you might as well have a pitchfork, he said, on the field with the togs on it. He said, he's absolutely useless. So, the point I'm making is that I give up saying fellas are useless anymore. We all try our best, and hopefully, Tip will put on a good show.
The underage doing extremely well, though, Johnny.
The underage holding is absolutely flying between minors and Brendan Cummins' team with the under 20s and that. And hey, look, listen, they're beaten Limerick and Waterford. Now they have Clare and Cork. But I'd say if they win one more match, that they'll end up in maybe a semi-final or final. I don't know what the way the system works. But look, they're playing well. Our own chap in Golden, Ben Corvin, is the captain. Do you remember, I couldn't think of his mother.
I know.
Well, jeez, I got the father and mother of a lecture anyway.
Good.
Tis Lorraine.
Lorraine.
I found out tis Lorraine. And you see, when I, seemingly she got a bit of a rubbing over it, but when they said that, of course, they added to it, Johnny Luby said Ben Corvin's father was John, and Jesse said, I can't think of the mother's name, look, we call her Mammy. Now everybody is calling her Mammy. But anyway, it's Lorraine, a great old, all the way down from Roscommon. But yeah, look, Frank is absolutely great. Golden are playing this weekend, I think, up in Portrow. If I do get a chance to go up to it, please God, I'm going to see a fella called John Mackie McKenna, whose birthday is today, was a member of that wonderful Tipperary teams back in the 60s when they won in 61 and 62, beaten by Waterford in the first round in 63, won in 64 and 65, and beaten in two finals, 67 and 68. The McKenna family from Borosikane are synonymous with greyhounds and hurling. And one evening, Mackie was going into training in Tullis, you know, and he had the Morris Minor van or something like that. But he used to pick up the hollows in Boris Lee and Nina on the way. And they wondered when they got into the car what the greyhound was doing sitting in the back seat. They were going on to training in Tullis, and lo and behold, the six or seven that he collected, Mackie told him that he had the dog running. This dog was running the first race in Tullis and should win. So they all went in and had a right few quid on the dog, and he won. And they proceeded to have a great maybe half an hour with celebrations and the whole lot. They went across into the field for training, and after a few pints, of course, they got as sick as dogs anyway. But they were the days, friend, and the heartiest congratulations to Mackie. I certainly will go to see him. He's got, I'm a man of my word, and whether it'll be tomorrow or whatever else, but all of Tipperary, the elder people like myself, would always remember Michael O'Hare saying, and the full forward line, Tony Neal and Sean McLaughlin and one jockey, John Mackie McKenna. But
brilliant memories.
And that full forward line, thanks be to God, they're still alive. So well done to them.
That was great indeed. What about rugby, Johnny? Do you want to run through a couple
friend,
of things?
The rugby scene last weekend certainly belongs to Fedor Torres.
Yeah.
When one looks at the Nationals this weekend, and tis the late Peter Wall penalty ensures that Fedor reach the Holy Grail. I was just writing a few lines there that said, congrats to Fedor Rugby Club on a victory, that's great. In Musgrave Park, boys, you almost left it very late. At the very end, you certainly didn't fail. You're happy now to have reached Munster's Holy Grail. I suppose, look, friend, it's their first victory on the first team, and to win in Musgrave Park, the mecca of all followers, whether it's Tormund Park or Musgrave Park. I was down there on Sunday last, friend. The sun was shining. It was absolutely roasting, and it was on the all-weather pitch, and the crowd was a fine crowd there, and a fine crowd there from Fedup. And, of course, in the in the very last minute, maybe going of injury time, Fellot gets a penalty from roughly 50 metres out on the halfway line. Young Wall was taking the penalty. His father, of course, walked off behind the stand. He couldn't bear to watch. I said, I know what he's like. I said, my fella is giving him a hand coach. And I said, I can hardly watch him either because I'd have to calm him down. People would say I get excited on the thing. Not as bad as Shane would. Everybody is wrong. Referees, touch judges, the whole lot. But that's because your heart is in it. But, friend, for the likes of Fellot started 25 years ago to have reached the Holy Grail and to win a title, it was absolutely fantastic. And, of course, Philly O'Connor, who has won everything in the game, is from Clonalty Rossmore in the Ballock area, came to give him a hand coaching, and lo and behold, he ended up as a player coach. Philly has been there and done that between getting Cashel up into senior rugby, coming to Kilfeekle and winning All-Ireland with them, and lo and behold, down in Fedot, he genuinely thought he was just coming down to have a few words with him about coaching and things like that, and lo and behold, he ends up starting in the Munster final. A hardy boy, there's no question about it.
That's
when you have Jack Keely and Peter Wall and Robert Wall and Nigel O'Connell and Tom Keaveney and Michael Gaynor, that a wonderful scrum half, Conor Kavanagh, good enough to play, I'd say, even good steps higher up. You have young Pearson and the evergreen Philly Ivers and Owen Fitzgerald, they came on, and many, many more. And, of course, they got their chance to say a few words above in the stand in front of a fine crowd. And young Kavanagh thanked his dad, Paul, and Teresa Kavanagh for doing the washing of the jerseys. It's a kind of a family thing. And the young fella got a chance to sing his song with Fellot in the background, giving him a hand, the Galtee Mountain Boy.
None better,
just to finish up, when one thinks of the likes of Pat Welsh, who came in coaching there from Cashel, and Jack Sullivan from Kilfeekle, all gave their 2 and 3 years. And that's about the longevity of a coach, because different dog, different bark and bite and all of that. They done wonders with Fedot to keep them up in the third and second division of where they are now. And then Philly O'Connor and Shane Luby gives them a hand as well. And look, hey, it is marvellous. We had Jordan Friend to the watering hole of McCarthy's in Fedot, and there they were asking for you. Jasper wanted to know where you were. I said, in spirit. And he said he's going to sponsor a jersey for myself with Fedot RFC on it, and underneath is McCarthy's Undertaker. Very rarely will they let you down.
What a great pub and restaurant. And,
oh, Jesus, Frank, was absolutely fantastic. And, of course, if one gets the Irish exam, and, of course, I must mention commiserations to Cashel on just being not reaching the end of the road. At the end of the day, it is like everything else. Tip FM done a marvellous commentary on the game last Saturday. Absolutely fantastic, and well done to them for sponsored by Cash and Maths and everybody else concerned and that. And Stevie Gleeson was the man. And I'd love to have been their friend, but the day was so fine, I had a couple of small jobs to catch up on. But look, Cash will have done well. One more game would have got him into maybe the 1B echelons of Munster rugby, but they will be back again, have no doubt about it.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's hard to deny Leinster, isn't it?
Oh, friend, if anybody gets the Irish examiner today, Ron Nogueira has a big article on it talking about Leinster rugby and the dominance of it and how they can get Dáilge Snyder, the Munster top-class player. And now they have that Gregory Barrett from, Jordy Barrett from the All Blacks coming to them. After Ireland playing the All Blacks next October, Mr. Barrett is staying with Leinster then for reputably huge money. I know his connections are from County Meath, but Leinster dominates. And I have no doubt that they'll be advertising on Tip FM and every other station out there for the Stevens' Day encounter between Leinster and Munster. Friend, I wouldn't cross the road to it, because above in Kilfeekle I wouldn't go.
Would you not?
Because I'll tell you, I'm on record saying the three L's I don't like. Leinster is one, Limerick is the other, and Liverpool is the other. Now, Liverpool were beaten the other night. I couldn't even go up to Trevor because he wouldn't pull a bloody pint. He's Liverpool through and through. Yeah. And that. Now, to be grand, if Leinster, to show you how popular they are, friend, with the Aviva being done up for a soccer final, Leinster are now playing in Croke Park. They have 82,000 tickets sold for next weekend's game against Northampton.
Wow, are you serious?
82,000 by an average of €50. That is 4 million at least, and probably another 4 million in advertising and revenue and television rights and the whole lot.
That's incredible.
The money above in Dublin is unbelievable. When one looks at the price of a pint of 10 or 11 euros, they can charge what they like up there because they have plenty of twine up there. And yeah, that's what anybody that wants to see about Leinster, just read Ron Nogueira's.
That's incredible. Are you going racing? Is Punchestown coming up? It is, isn't it?
That's right, Jeff, and Punchestown is on this week. It starts on Tuesday. It's on for 5 days. They will have brilliant racing there, please God. Hopefully the weather will hold up, and hopefully they'll have a few runners over from England. William Mullen certainly dominates. He has horses out this weekend in a place called Sandown. It's the Whitbread Cup, and that he last weekend he won he has the Scottish Grand National one, he has the Irish Grand National one, and the English Grand National one. So, I mean, like, it's unbelievable. His horses are absolutely on fire, you know. That starts during the week. And the best of luck to him, he could more than likely be the leading trainer in Ireland and in England as well. So that's some achievement.
Fair play,
you know.
Indeed. And more closer to home than racing in Rose Green. Well, what's happening there?
That's right, Jeff, and we had the go-kart racing, and then that hot rod racing, or vintage racing that you were going to enter your car in, but
as the cheek of you.
Won't happen. The big thing starting at 4:40 tomorrow evening, and it promises to be at the raceway. It's 4:40, so hopefully they'll get a 4:40 tomorrow evening, all kinds of everything going on, rear wheel drive, open rods and junior rods, stock rods, etc. So Rose Green tomorrow evening if you want to put an hour.
And there's a charity night as well. That's the Holy Cross National School one, isn't it?
That's right, Jeff. And that wonderful school in Holy Cross National School, they have a fundraiser at the Dogs Tullus tomorrow evening, Saturday. The doors open at 6 o'clock. It's a wonderful evening. They're looking for support, lads. It's for the National School, not for this year, for next year and the year after. It's for to get the facilities right. And hopefully everybody from around the parish of Holy Cross, Ballycale, and indeed the parishes around will come and support them at the race night tomorrow night. I got a grand letter, friend, from the Norbrook Lounge in Clonakenny, thanking you, myself, Tip FM, for giving them the chance of advertising the Cheltenham preview night. They have 5,000 cheque for the Dylan Quirk Foundation, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
Shop in Golden, they wish Kate Flannery, who plays at number 10, in the All-Ireland Senior Girls Rugby at the Aviva over the weekend. The best of luck to Kate. A blondie haired young one inside here in the Gael. I think she's going to UL College, so the best of luck to her.
Very good. And I heard you spilt the beans last week about me having a dessert after my breakfast up in the tea rooms in Alicante.
Well, friend, listen, I tried to get on yesterday when that girl took your blood, whatever it was. And it was 4.7.
Oh, I know.
What did you actually get done? Well, your cholesterol?
Yeah, no, it was my blood sugar levels.
Oh, Jesus, hey, that can't be right. After what I saw you above Nana Kelsey having a full Irish and then half a bloody pavlova.
That was a fella privately having his breakfast. It wasn't to be broadcast to the whole county, you know.
I know, yeah, but Fran, you know me, everything is confidential. But, Jesus, Fran, you can imagine your belly. From the belly button around.
It was brunch, Johnny.
What else is he going to flog down on top of the sausages and rations and the black button?
This is a fellow now who drinks Bailey's after 10 pints of Guinness. But anyway, did you want to send sympathies, Johnny? Was it?
That's right, Jeff. And sincere sympathies to the Kelly family in Temple Tuohy on the death of Dennis Big Dinny Kelly of Temple Tuohy. A wonderful person in that tremendous neck of the woods of mine and Temple Tuohy. A greyhound man and a Holland man, big into the greyhounds, met him last February in Powerstown in Clonmel. You'd always enjoy meeting Dinny Kelly. Sympathies to his family and on the death of Dinny. I would have been forced at the funeral last weekend, Fran. I knew him well, but I didn't know that Dennis had died, and our sympathies to him. And to their families.
Absolutely.
And also to the Healy family of Clonmel. I was in at Camillus's Healy, with Cammy, as he was known when we worked together in Avonmore Creamery, Shore Island Dairies in Clonmel. He was a great mechanic there, and then after a few years, he became an ambulance driver. Well done to the full commiserations to the Healy family. Seamus, of course, was the brother of Dale, the former TD, and that met him all. Mick Councillor Fitzgerald. Everybody seems to be asking for your friend. So
there you go. They're concerned about my breakfast. I must go, Johnny. Before I go, what is it about a male rhino? What is that about?
Oh, yeah. But, Fran, just hold on one second now. Let Buffers wait and let him queue up for a minute. It's like the bloody airport, the airplane leaving Shannon. Just let him queue up for 1 second. Yeah. I called into John Hanley's on the way back, Fran. Wasn't feeling great. And what he gave me was a cup of bottle. And, Fran, I happened to look back. That's number one. Secondly, we were in Nelly's last night. They were asking for you. And imagine going out the door. I said, what can I mention about you on Tip FM? And with that, anyway, Mossy Crowe and Stella Crowe, the retired postman, of course, Coney, and Shane Kelly, the chemist, and famous Seamus, and Mutt Crowe, they all said, whatever you do, don't mention us. Say you didn't see us. Well, I said, right.
Was that crew in Banshee last night?
They were.
Oh, yeah. My God. Oh,
anyway,
my
friend, God. And Nelly knows it as well, because the till was ringing, I'd say, all night. But anyway, apart from that, look, a male hippopotamus, is it? Don't you call them animals with the horns sticking out of the
nose? It's a rhinoceros, is it?
A rhinoceros.
Yes.
Imagine those fellas getting huge money per week out in a zoo in Zimbabwe or someplace, and they were feeding two males. And it was going on for 3 or 4 years. And at the last minute, they discovered that one of them was a female. And they asked, how did they know that a female? Because they said there was already a baby female born last night. Mother of God, what is the world coming to see that, well, that we have fellas out there like that? I think, friend, that's about it now.
All right, Johnny.
Kickboxing done. Young Kieran Shannon from Luke in Tullis. He wins the World Kickboxing Championship.
Well,
Andrew and Sarah Shannon with upper church roots are his connection.
Excellent.
So, friend, that's about it. The
All
best
right,
of
Johnny.
Luke. Oh, St. Michael's have nearly the league won. Well done to them. I better mention Tommy Finnan. And finally, friend,
yes.
You see what they're bringing out, a motor car that can fly.
No, I didn't. I didn't,
yeah,
Johnny.
Yeah,
are you thinking of buying it?
Yeah. Well, I'm not, but what I'm thinking of is that if I did get one, and you're supposed to notify Shannon Airport if you have this car up in the air. Imagine if I was flying along and pulled up by Eddie Golden, of all people. Anyway, friend, listen, I better go because I'll tell you, I have to wash out the kettle.
Good luck, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
That's the great Johnny Luby with a surreal rant, as usual, on a Friday. We'll take a break. Back in a moment.
Tip Today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage Puck On, you can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067-24111 or slatterysgarage.ie. Solid.